In Thailand, clashes between anti-government protesters and the military left 21 people dead this weekend, but today brought two developments that may provide relief from the country's ongoing political crisis, if only for the short term. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Thailand's embattled Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is running out of allies, options, and time. The ferocity of the violence over the weekend caught many here by surprise, including, it seems, the influential chief of the army, General Anupong Pauchinda. Anupong told reporters today he was reluctant to use force against the well-organized and apparently well-armed protesters a second time, and that a political solution was the only way of resolving the current situation. The Thai military has a long history of involvement in politics, 18 coups in the past 8 decades, including the one that removed then-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat in 2006 and helped spark the current political impasse. But the military may have lost its appetite for intervention. General Anupong's statements today, an unmistakable signal that Prime Minister Abhisit has lost the support of the same military that helped bring him to power. A few hours later, the Election Commission seemed to confirm that impression when, in a surprise ruling, it found Abhisit's Democrat Party guilty of misusing campaign donations and recommended the party be dissolved. The decision must be approved by Thailand's Constitutional Court. When that happens is unclear, but it will probably be soon and could pave the way for new elections demanded by the protesters. Thousands of red-shirted demonstrators, meanwhile, continue to occupy two sites in the capital, one in the old part of the city, another in the commercial heart of Bangkok, home to upmarket shopping malls and office buildings. One of the protest organizers called today's Election Commission ruling a victory, but that doesn't mean they're going home. Many, but not all, are supporters of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, whose populist policies of cheap health care and low-cost loans made him a favorite of the rural and urban poor, a majority long neglected by the country's ruling elite. Thaksin remains in exile after his conviction on corruption charges. It's not clear whether he'll be able to return even if the red shirts are successful. It's also not clear if it's about him anymore. Here's what is clear. Thai society remains deeply polarized with three governments in the past 4 years. That polarization is unlikely to end anytime soon. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.